What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray on a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. If you missed any of the first two hours of the show, then what we always suggest that you do is go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and catch up on what you missed. While you're there, download the app, take us everywhere, and never miss another segment of a show.
No, do not miss it.
Wow, that was inspiring.
No.
Really, it wasn't.
Bad listener. Don't miss it.
Thanks for being so fired up and energized.
You're
need
welcome.
More coffee?
I do.
Good Lord. Yes, you do. Go get some right now.
No.
My
I'm here.
Goodness.
I'm locked and loaded. Let's do this. I'm ready.
Did you guys see this? It was on the KHOU website. A NASA engineer got ticked off that he had too many packages stolen off his front porch. Spent 6 months developing a package that looked on the outside like it was from Apple.
Mm-hmm.
But it literally had four phones, which caught camera angles of every aspect of the package. It had a charger in case no one stole it the first day so that they could recharge the phones for the pictures. It immediately, upon being opened, sprayed tons of glitter.
Yeah.
And then... also, when immediately upon being opened, triggered every 30 seconds, little aerosol cans of fart spray would continue to spray hideous smells.
Other than the glitter that you just described, our show.
Day on The Usual Suspects?
Pretty much. Cameras and fart spray everywhere. Yeah.
Want me to get some more coffee?
No, I'm good. I did see that, and I thought, first of all, that dude needs to get a woman. That was a lot of time invested just to throw glitter on somebody. It was fascinating, though. I did watch it. And
I retweeted the video at Pac-Man Joel with a K. But, yeah, he had one guy that was an expert at, like, putting the whole electronic circuit board together and everything. But the reaction to some of these people,
really good.
Pretty good.
Very funny. And some of them were like, oh, come on, bro. It's like, you can't say come on, bro, when you stole something.
Right.
You just go, damn, okay, I probably deserve that. No, you definitely deserved it, you thief.
Yeah, I was thinking
but
the same thing.
But people were like, bro, you stole in my car. Well, you know what? Don't steal, you a-hole, and you wouldn't have glitter all over you.
The sorrowful dude. Dude, come on. No, dude, you deserve like six doses of that in your nasal passage.
The funny one was there was a group of them, I guess, and one was like, bro, throw that thing out, man. It stinks in here. It smells like one of y'all pooped in your pants. And the other dude was like, I told you, you shouldn't have even taken that to begin with. Get rid of that.
Yeah.
So it was like, you could tell somebody gave in to peer pressure to steal packages.
And they had a GPS tracking device on it, so when the people did throw it out, they'd go retrieve
it and
set it up to do it again.
Yeah, that's you know what they need. They need to sell those at the store as dumb, so that you can put that on your porch.
Oh, you know what we really need to do is we need to get the thing and put it in Nick's mailbox.
Oh, I like that.
Right, Nick?
Yeah. No.
Get that package, put it in your mailbox. Ain't nobody messing with your mailbox like, ever again.
And then you're just walking. Hey, Raheel, why are you covered in glitter, bro?
And you smell like
what, bro? What happened? He'd be like, I don't know. I unicorn farted on me. I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know. That's not. What are you talking about?
I was told it was just going to be sunshine and rainbows. Nobody said anything about glitter.
I didn't steal nothing from nobody. Okay. Jesse Saldana tweeted the show and said, all this crap music because someone had to put the drink on the roof of their car.
So funny.
That is a very
perfect.
Funny. Yeah, that's my bad. All right, I'm old. What can I say? I can't help it.
Well, you said enough.
Okay.
And you caught a cold because of it, too. Way to go.
I know.
How do you do that? How do you catch a cold doing nothing? I mean, you barely could move for two and a half days.
I don't know.
And you catch a cold.
Yeah, this is just a bad week for me. Okay. And I'm praying that I get better before Friday because I really want to have fun at the Christmas party. I want to just like get drunk and then have someone take me to Nick's and do drunk radio, you know, and then Uber home.
You guys realize it's still weird for me to hear Christmas party because I had been conditioned all those years when I worked for the Rockets that they had to be politically correct. It could never be a Christmas party. It had to be a holiday party.
Well,
and so even now when I hear people say that, I'm like, ooh, can we say that? Oh, we can.
See, you've been conditioned, but you know what? Okay, that's fine if you want to say, but the problem I have with that is that it's almost like people make Christmas a bad thing. Like, oh, yeah, don't say Christmas.
Exactly.
What's wrong with saying Christmas?
Yeah. I have no problem with it at all.
Yeah,
I
love there's it. Nothing wrong with saying Christmas.
But I had been conditioned for 23 years to have to say holiday party, and if someone said Christmas party, you got to correct them and you got to be like apologetic and everything like that. Why?
Well, I mean, you could call it, oh, it's a, you know, it's a holiday party, but I feel like the stigma becomes if you say Christmas, it's almost like a bad word. Yeah. It's just not. I just don't. That's not cool. It's
I almost challenge people. I'm like, they're like, happy holidays. Like, no, say Merry Christmas, sir. You're not going to offend me.
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal, right?
But some people take it seriously. Listen, some people don't.
As the gay black
Jew. Somebody says I'm Jewish, don't you just say happy Hanukkah?
I guess you could. But
right?
I'm just saying, you know, some people get offended. Some people don't.
Merry Kwanzaa?
Nope.
No?
Don't.
I mean, but you can say other things if you want, but I'm just saying, don't punish.
I don't think it's Merry Kwanzaa. I think it is. I think it's Happy Kwanzaa.
Okay.
Well. Longtime NFL writer, and I think he has a Hall of Fame vote, but he's been covering the NFL for years. Barry Wilner of the Associated Press.
Great first name.
Okay.
And we would wish him Merry Christmas, like, on the air when we're done with the interview.
Uh-huh.
And he would respond with Happy Holidays.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't get offended, but he would just respond.
Okay.
With happy holidays. So some people, you know, they don't say Merry Christmas. I get it.
That's fine.
Okay.
To each his own.
Exactly right.
There you go.
All right. You want to change gears a little bit. Troy, we had been talking about some Astros earlier.
It's Troy.
Troy is here for the holidays. Well, Troy, Merry Christmas. Welcome to the show.
Happy holidays to you guys as well. Hey, my Touché. First question is for Joel. Pick one pitcher that's in the talks that you want to see in Astros rotation. You got one pick. Who do you want to see there?
Anybody?
Anybody they're talking about maybe that's going to make a move.
Well, if they make a move and they're willing to and they're going to give up Kyle Tucker of all the veterans they're flashing out there, I'm kind of with Charlie Palillo. I'll take Corey Kluber.
I think so too. I think you're right.
Okay.
Hey, Nick, are you listening?
I am. What's up, Troy?
Hey, man. I've been a pretty loyal listener. Have I earned one landscaping question?
You know what, Troy? You're like the nicest listener that we have.
By far.
I'll let you ask the question. I might not let Barry answer it, but I'll let you ask the question.
What the hell is that point then?
Well, why don't I get to vote, Troy?
Well, no, I'm just asking both of you.
Because he knows Nick
and here's my dilemma. I got a buddy of mine that's too embarrassed to call in because of the situation. But he's got crabs in his grass. I mean, crab grass. How can he get rid of it? I'll hang up and listen. You guys have a good holiday.
You too, buddy.
You too, Troy. Yeah, I'm sure you're asking for a friend, huh, Troy? As you itch your lap. Crap.
Penicillin.
Yeah. I'm going to say bleach. You got to shave your grass down real low and then pour bleach on it. Or they do make a crabgrass killer.
Bleach?
That's for the crabs in the grass. If you have crabgrass, they make a crabgrass killer.
So then...
But I've heard if you have crabs in your grass, you shave and bleach.
I was going to say you better shave, otherwise you're going to be looking.
But that's just a home remedy. I don't know. Maybe Nick, did they make anything over the counter for you?
No, they do when not. You... I don't know.
And he answered it. So there you go.
He was like, no, they
Jeez,
do not.
That was nice.
He said, no, they do not.
No, I know.
He didn't say I didn't have them.
I'm aware. Because what else am I going to say? You do this all the time.
I love you so much. Well, that's my job. Is it not?
Let's listen to some Steely Dan, dude.
Is it not my job, Nicholas? Is it not my job?
Is.
Okay. I mean, that's what I'm here
don't
for,
forget
right?
to pee this segment, okay?
So
this break, would just go, you just go use the restroom and
you
pee.
Hear
so stop
people,
yelling at me about you need to relieve yourself. I don't care.
You hear people support me on Steely Dan, and you go and throw a Steely Dan song on your list?
Love me some Steely
You're
Dan.
You're dirty, dude.
This song
what's
is...
What's your fourth favorite Steely Dan song?
Reeling in the Years.
No, totally we know what this song is. What's your third favorite Steely Dan song?
God, I wish you would have had the video in your face just then when you said that, Nick. That
was Reeling in the Years. Love me some Steely Dan.
That's the only song you know.
I know every Steely Dan song.
Well, keep going.
Name your fifth favorite.
Name. You could at least have named the one that I had in hour number
two. Hold on.
Two.
Google's. I'm thinking. Hold on.
Too late.
Nick,
give him a math problem. You can it's quicker.
See, look, you can see the hourglass flipping in his eyes. It's like it's on Windows 3.1. Just you can see him thinking. That's
God,
amazing.
His Wikipedia page is so damn long.
Exactly.
Jeez, where's your damn music?
9 times 7. Okay, we got it. Hey, before we hit the break, I want to tell you not about Steely Dan. I want to tell you about your energy providers and one that may be able to give you a better rate and treat you more like a trusted friend. It's Infuse Energy. If you get in touch with Infuse Energy, I suggest you give them a call. You can check out the website, infuseenergy.com. But if you call them at 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, you're going to get a live human being on the phone, not an automated system, which are so frustrating for some of the big energy companies. You're going to get a person that's going to ask you as many questions as you ask them when you're trying to get to the bottom of getting the best energy deal that you can get, because they want to make sure they know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for business? Is it for your family? Do you like nights and weekends where you use a lot of energy, or vice versa? Just because they want to pinpoint the best program and plan for you and get you the best rate. They're never going to screw you over to make a buck. They're always going to be honest with you. And that means even if there's another company out there that can get you a better rate, they're going to tell you about that company, because it doesn't happen often, but it shows you that they are there to be trusted. They are there like a friend, and that's what you want in anything that you do. How do I know all this? Because I switched to Infuse Energy about a year ago, saved thousands off of what I was paying with a bigger energy provider, and I've got the same great service, better customer service, and the quality that I've always wanted with a great rate for all my energy usage, and you can do the exact same thing. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and they go from there. It's quite simple, everybody. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Is this Adam Sandler in 51st Dates?
Adam Sandler. Oh, I probably no, from the Wedding Singer. From the Wedding Singer.
Yes, Wedding Singer. This was on my list, and then I deleted it because it's stupid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've got a vote on Twitter.
Oh, do you?
A vote. One
Josh
vote.
Josh Rapp.
Josh Rapp is so far smart up man. Your ass today. It's not even funny.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Hey, boys. Happy, what is it, National Signing Day?
Yes, National Signing Day.
Happy National Signing Day. Either of you really care about National Signing
nope.
Day?
No, and what I would care more about it if I got less tweets from every university that freaking decided to announce every signing from Texas, U of H, Baylor, everybody. Hey, Billy Ray Johnson, welcome to the fold. Sick 'em.
And then you start getting a five-star recruit flips back to Michigan from Bama. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. And you know what? If they go, regardless of which program he goes to, he's probably not going to be heard from for a year or two. Especially if he goes to Bama.
With that in mind, the number one recruit in the country 5 years ago, pretty good, Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
10 years ago, not so good, Matt Barkley.
Ugh.
15 years ago, pretty good, Adrian Peterson.
Oh.
20 years ago, Anquan Boldin, I would say also pretty good, right?
Not bad.
I'm not going to say he's ass, but 25 years ago, Josh Booty.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
And 30 years ago, Terry Kirby.
Wow.
University of Virginia. He was a running back, right? I want to say like Dolphins, Patriots.
Yeah. Dolphins, I believe.
Yeah. So there are your number one picks of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, God, 30 years ago.
Blast from the past. Terry Kirby.
Terry Kirby, right? I believe he was a running back. When I put the list, when I put that on the list, I didn't remember his name right off. But then when I said it just there, I was like, it rang a bell.
Yeah, I can see him in the Dolphins uniform.
Yeah.
Let's see. Terry Kirby, position, running back. Career history, Dolphins, 93 to 95, Niners, 96 to 98, Browns, 99, Raiders, 2000, 2002. So there you go.
Okay, there you have it. So there you have it. So, yeah, I mean, some people make a big deal of it. It's interesting that Ohio State is starting to lose some recruits because Urban Meyer is not coming back. Michigan, the guy you mentioned, is going back to Michigan because Harbaugh has put a lot of minds to rest of kids by
did
saying
you call
he's
him
staying.
Harbaugh?
I kind of did.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah,
a little bit.
Okay.
Horrible. I mean,
yeah, Harbaugh. Okay.
Harbaugh staying, so that got some recruits to flip.
All I care about, A&M, third highest ranked signee in the nation.
Okay.
Kenyon Green, offensive tackle from Humble. Boom. Suck at everybody else. That's it.
Isn't Gigville quarterback Aggies. Wouldn't quarterback be most important?
Don't you
I'm asking a question.
Kellen Mond. No.
For Jimbo, quarterback centric, wouldn't it be important for him to get his type of guy?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Well, I'm asking. So
because Jimbo runs a pro style offense, and that offensive line that was recruited for him is not a pro style. There's a big difference in blocking schemes between pro style and spread and what Sumlin ran. So I think he has to start up front and get guys that fit his pro style of offense first. I mean, you can Kellen Mond proved he can run a pro style offense and he's good enough to get the job done passing in the pocket. He's not great. I mean, he's not going to blow your doors off, but if they can establish the run and like they did with Williams and if they can get some bulk up front to run that pro style offense, I think they'll be fine. And they've got guys on the squad already that he's going to bring in, or if they don't exist already, they can run a pro style offense after Mond. So I think up front though is where it starts for him.
Okay. Nick, you've seen the Cougars recruiting class, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm all over it. Yeah, no.
No doubt. I was trying to see, is there a filter on here? But I'm just looking at the top 300. Oregon gets the top signee in the nation.
I saw that, yeah.
Kayvon Thibodeau, Westlake Village, California, defensive end. He had a 92 grade. Georgia gets the number two ranked Nolan Smith, also a defensive end out of Florida. So I'm trying to see where the first UT 16, Tyler Johnson, offensive tackle from Conroe, ranked at 87, four-star recruit, was the highest UT ranked signee. LSU, because I know we have a lot of Tiger fans listening. Joe Emery, running back from Louisiana.
Yeah.
14.
And I did see, which was surprising, if the kid from Georgia, who was the number one last year, who doesn't want to play behind Fromm for two more years, if he leaves, he put Florida State.
Really?
On his list of three potential schools. Yikes. I'm like, really? Did you know Jimbo left and went to A&M? Because that might be better for you.
Yikes.
Yeah. So there's that.
There's still hope for a bunch of teams. This one cat, Darnell Wright, he still hasn't signed yet, and he's got a whole list. He's a five-star recruit out of West Virginia. He's an offensive tackle. 6'6", 300 pounds. That's high school.
Yeah, that's a big kid.
You think he was a bully? 6'6", 300 pounds? Would you bully somebody if you were 6'6", 300 pounds?
I wouldn't. Probably not.
I feel like you would, Nick.
I mean, if it was Joel,
you
maybe,
bully me right now. And
I don't bully you.
Yeah. You're 5'10", 300 pounds. You bully me right now.
I'm not 5'10", 300 pounds. Don't
lie to
the people. You were
6'6". I can't imagine how much of a bully you would be, especially today.
No, I would be a bully.
Nick's a bully.
Did you notice Tracy getting jealous on Twitter about calling Troy the nicest listener we
have? Yeah, because we all agreed Troy was the... I mean, stop it.
Uh-oh.
Why are you so jealous, Tracy?
Yeah, really.
You're not my favorite listener anymore.
Was she ever?
She used to be. And she stopped giving me hugs.
Oh, damn. Did you see this tweet?
What?
From Trevor Tilly?
What?
Y'all tell Barry to be careful. Pneumonia can be a serious problem for the elderly. Bitch. Damn it, Trevor. That's Joel. Joel's the old one, not me.
I got my AARP card.
Yeah, Joel is the... How? That's pretty close, actually, huh?
I don't know what
when
that is.
When do you get your AARP card?
I don't have one.
You don't?
But no.
Oh. Is it 55?
I legit don't even know what would you use that for. What is an AARP?
Discounts at Luby's.
Oh, okay.
And like arthritis pills? I don't know. Bengay? You get like coupons in the mail for Bengay?
Josh Rapp will tell us when he gets a chance.
I don't know. What is the age for AARP?
I'm sure you could Google that, right? In the meantime.
I mean, I am right now. Well, let's do it.
Chris wants to get in here on the 6'6 recruit being bullied?
No.
He's probably talking about what Barry is.
Yeah. So, all right, Chris, what's up?
All right. So I was 6'6 and 280 in high school.
Damn.
And I was the only white guy on my basketball team.
Okay.
I could hang out with all the black guys. I could hang out with the Hicks because I lived down the road from them. I could hang out with the nerds because I had the grades. And I didn't bully anybody.
No?
But no.
Now, did
I never got picked on either because I was going to ask
you, did you get
the tallest
bullied?
One in high school.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's good. Good for you.
So,
way to be better than Nick.
So just because he's 6'6", 300 pounds, doesn't mean he was a bully.
Well,
he
was really just saying that to...
I was.
I was really, Chris, I was really just making all that just so I could say Nick was a bully. So don't believe what I'm telling you.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, I can appreciate that.
Get out of here, Chris.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, that was a long way to go to call Nick a bully, but I had to. It was the route that was presented to me. 50 years old, by the way. Minimum age for AARP. So go ahead and get yours.
You're a funny guy. Happy holidays.
Am I bullying you right now?
Maybe.
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 Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to see what the text line looks like right now. Mandy texted and said, get some Death Wish coffee. It's life-changing. First of all, I feel like she's trying to kill me. Second of all, that doesn't sound life-changing. Maybe, but not for the
If she's
better.
Trying to kill you, I like where your head's at, Mandy.
Death Wish Coffee. I'm going to have to look that up.
Is that a Clint Eastwood product? Like Paul Newman makes salad dressing? Clint Eastwood does Death Wish Coffee?
I like it. I like it.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I like it. What the hell is this?
Bob Seger.
How did you know that?
I know this song. Sucks, but I know Bob Seger's voice too.
Oh, by the way, it's early signing day, not national signing day. Who cares?
You got corrected on the text line there?
Yeah, and guess what? You were the only person that cared.
Wait,
sir and or ma'am.
You're going to be able to go on, right?
I don't know, guys. I read it wrong. I don't know. I may not make it. I mean,
Forbes magazine announced their wealthiest celebrity list for the year.
Lance Zierlein, number 7. He made number 2?
Big time athletes on the list. A couple of movie producers and such. But we'll hit that when we come back from the break. Fred Fowler could be on that list one of these days if he keeps hitting home runs with his books and movies and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
So keep an eye for that. So we got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We got 30 minutes on the clock, and we will take you all the way up until 4 o'clock right here on SportsBet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Well, I'd stand outside of closing time.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1.
Just real quick, just want to send out a huge apology to everyone listening to this garbage-ass song coming back from a break.
What did you do, John Mayer? I didn't expect it to sound as bad.
Did Siri just talk you into every song?
No, there's a couple of them that I came up by myself, like the Adam Sandler song.
This is just bad.
Yeah. This is like the worst John Mayer song ever, but Joel likes the song.
Who said that?
You said you loved the song in the break.
I could tell you anything right now and you'd buy in, wouldn't you?
I could feel my estrogen level rising. I could just, God, this is horrible. I think I'm about to start. I really am. Like, I'm going to start. Right
Based
now.
On the
Estrogen
way you've been level. Acting lately, it might be time.
God,
get out of here.
Garbage.
Then just leave the coffee on the roof of the car and call it a career.
I could.
I found a John Mayer song about age. I figured every John Mayer song is good. But
well, I guess you figured wrong.
That would be wrong.
Yeah. From the text line, somebody said, if the Astros were willing to trade Tucker, could they pull off a deal for Noah Syndergaard, or is the Mets asking price too high? Remember this, and I'll just keep it real simple for you. Remember that Syndergaard was in talks of a three-team deal that included JT Realmuto. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get Noah Syndergaard for Kyle Tucker. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have to give them a legitimate Major League Baseball player.
It wouldn't surprise me either if they asked for both Whitley and Tucker.
I don't think that they would take prospects. For Noah Syndergaard, I think that they would be like, yeah, send us George Springer.
And I think the other thing that you're thinking about is they're competing with the Yankees in the city of New York, and their general managers are already out there correcting people, saying, I think we should be the favorite in the National League East next year, and that means they're not giving up probably any of their pitching anymore. They're probably looking to add.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was in talks in that deal, and it fell apart once, I think, one of the teams talked to Realmuto or talked to Syndergaard, I don't remember which, but... Just keep in mind, yeah, you're not going to get, look, you might get Realmuto for a couple of prospects. That might happen, but I don't think that the Mets are giving up Noah Syndergaard just for a Kyle Tucker type of player.
And you think about it. They brought Robbie Cano back, and that price tag, they're not selling, they're buying right now.
Yep. Or maybe, look, it's smart business if you say we don't know if we're going to keep him long term or if we can sign him long term, so we'll get something for him that we can keep long term. That makes sense, but they're just not going to give him away. I don't believe that.
No, it's going to take a lot. Because, again, they brought Familia back, and this time he's not their closer. He's their setup guy. They're spending money left and right.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get back on the map and be a player again. So,
yeah. Somebody said, anybody who doesn't like John Mayer is clearly a communist. Okay.
I like John Mayer.
Apparently you didn't hear that song.
Wow.
You can still like John Mayer. That's just one... Awful song.
Man, you guys are kind of all kinds of salty today. Grinch Laminack and his No Christmas Allowed on the car, and Joel with his recruiting tweet rage, and Nick and just being fat. I mean, just Josh. But
how's
and guys.
That me being salty? I don't
he
get
said,
that.
Just Josh. I love the show as always, boys. Merry Christmas.
I love how me being fat is being salty. How does that work?
Well, that's kind of how you get fat. Salty foods and.
Yeah.
You're just salty anyway.
I'm not really that salty. I'm having
But I told you, you got till January 1st
Are you?
For your resolution.
Having a really good day.
Are you?
Going to the Rockets game.
That's when your good day starts.
Get to ask Trevor Ariza
some
questions.
All this love that you've been getting from us on the show today, and that's when your good day starts.
The day starts at 7.
I got to go get fitted for a tux.
Why?
I haven't wore a tux. I would say my wedding. I didn't wear a tux at my wedding. I wore a polo shirt in the drive-thru. I haven't worn a tux.
You don't own a tux? With all the stuff you do?
Are you kidding me? Dude, I shop at Abercrombie & Fitch. You think I have a tux?
But don't you have to get it fitted?
That's what I'm saying. I got to go get fitted for a tux today.
But you can't fit size 48 waist tuxedos. Can't do that.
What are you talking about?
Like when you have a waist of a size 48.
Make sure you stretch, but I don't want you to pull something reaching.
I'm not pulling anything.
Just stretch first.
That's you.
What are you talking about? You don't fit into a size 48. It's called you get fitted. They measure your waist and then they go, damn, you look skinnier.
But if you're too fat, they really can't do anything about it.
No, then
you just have to take what they give you.
They make
that's what I mean.
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever been fitted for a tux?
Not for a tux.
Okay. Have you ever had like a custom suit made?
Mm-hmm.
It's the way to go.
It's the only way to go, honestly.
Yeah.
I actually, for our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to hook up my boys, so you didn't rent the tuxedo, you got to keep it.
Oh, damn, look at you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So then everybody didn't have an excuse. They always had a tuxedo.
Right.
Well, that's why your wedding cost $1 million.
Yeah. Amen to that.
There's that, too.
You're right about that. And if I could do it all over again, I'd get married in a polo freaking shirt in the drive-thru in Vegas. In a heartbeat.
Could cost me $7.
Starbucks on me, honey. Celebrate the good times.
No, we went to In-N-Out.
I'm saying I would say to Lisa.
Did we go to In-N-Out or Fatburger? I don't remember which one we went to afterwards.
We just know it was a drive-thru, right?
No, the wedding chapel was the little white wedding chapel. We did their drive-thru, and then we went and had a burger. And I don't remember if it was Fatburger or In-N-Out.
I would guess it's In-N-Out, but...
I don't know. It was right there by the MGM Grand.
I think you're right, yeah.
Whichever one that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna be a presenter in the Houston Choice Awards? Film mm-hmm. Critics Choice Awards? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Should be fun.
Are they picking up the tab for the tuxedo?
They are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Woo! Moving on up.
I don't have to pay for it. I'm geeked about this.
Don't return it. Now you got to see a tuxedo taken care of.
That's true.
Don't know what happened to it. It's not on my Visa. I'm good.
That's right. I don't have to worry about it.
Take it on home.
Hey, Barry, what's the best grass for this climate?
Oh, boy.
Don't.
So with that being said, Nick.
Interrupt this broadcast for a special presentation.
Son of a...
Brandon wants to talk about the Astros. Brandon, please save us.
St. Augustine.
What's going on? You got to always slip in that gardening crap, don't you, Barry?
I try, yeah. Brandon. I try.
Let them know.
I'm giving the people what they want, Brandon.
Let them know, Brandon.
Brandon, how's your lawn look right now? Huh, Brandon? How's it look right now?
Bleach.
You'd have to ask my gardener.
Yeah.
So, a normal answer, person. Brandon.
Hang up on this
clown. Like a normal person.
Hang up on this clown. Floor is yours.
So are you going to cut the weeds in your tux from Forever 21, or are you just going to put on the waiters over it, or...
What are you talking about? I'm not getting my tux from Forever 21. They don't have tuxes.
Well, I don't know, man. You're talking about starting your period and stuff, so I just
well, that was because that was because of the my estrogen levels rising from Nick's song selection, Brandon.
Sounds like your estrogen levels rising from something else.
I don't think you're paying attention to the show, Brandon. You're just throwing out random things. Just random. Random Brandon. Way to go.
That's I can start calling myself that. I don't mind. But
don't get to your topic just yet, Brandon. If you got more to say, keep going. What happened to that shot?
I really don't feel like having my number blasted all over the city of Houston, so I'm just going to stop.
It was
there.
A one-time thing. I'll it was leave a one-time there. Thing.
Or it'll go to Plano or El Paso or wherever the hell Barry's going next, Oklahoma. But
I love you too, Brandon.
With the
ass.
You don't hate on people that you don't love. Come on now.
Hang up on this guy.
It's like family. So
this guy's stupid.
On the real though, okay. Is with the signing of Michael Brantley, that's gotta mean, and I know they've already said it, that Colby Rasmus is on the table to trade, but I don't know if anybody's gonna pick up that massive contract. But what is it? Are we completely out of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes? Are we not interested in that anymore? Or are we just going to focus on pitching now and try and find a trade? Because I think that's pretty much the only real, quote, free agent that's kind of left that's of significance for our lineup. Would you guys agree or disagree?
Brandon, I'll be honest with you. I don't ever think that they were truly in on Bryce Harper. I mean, I'm sure that they explored that opportunity. I appreciate the call. Actually, I don't. But I'm sure that they, you know, can we make this work? But when you look at the contracts that they have that are coming up and the talent that they have on this team already that's going to get paid, there was no room for Bryce Harper.
Yeah, and look, the offense has never been a problem for this team either. And obviously, I've mentioned several times, they have a surplus of outfielders, and I think he was kidding when he said Colby Rasmus because he meant that Josh Reddick. But as you and I both said, you got to have a trade partner. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure anybody's taking Josh Reddick for $13 million a year with two left, I believe, on it.
I would have to look it up. I thought it was one, but you might be right.
But either way, 13 for next year is too much. But yeah, I mean, I think they've got bigger fish to fry. Their offense is going to be fine, and they for a lot less money than what Bryce Harper is looking for, and not long term because they're still going to have to sign the guys that Barry and I have highlighted. They're just going to go and continue to do what they've been doing and plug along, fixing little holes because they've got a big team. They got a great team.
Yeah, you've got Reddick 2 years at 26 mil total, 13 a year. A lot of teams aren't going to want that.
No, sir.
Especially at 31 and his numbers are going down.
And you're eventually going to have to try and sign Bregman and Springer and Correa. And coming up, you got Verlander and Cole, as we've all highlighted. They need all that extra cash.
I mean, don't forget, too, you're going to have guys like Brad Peacock, Colin McHugh, Lance McCullers. These guys are going to start paying or coming due here in the next 3 or 4 years as well. So.
Yo, keep it down. You got that extra cash? It's that commercial we play all the time.
Is this
the
song?
Here. No, I don't know what the hell. I don't bother with what Nick's playing. Oh,
this is a good ass song. You know who that is? Otis Redding. Otis Redding. God, I love that dude.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, guy?
Man. Maybe. I always say Marvin Gaye is my favorite singer of all time. But I feel like if you only let me choose to hear albums from one person, it would probably be Otis Redding.
Okay.
One of the best to ever
do
it.
Glad we know that.
Yeah, one of the best to ever do it.
Speaking of people that are good at doing what they do, especially here in the Houston area, how about the people at Fitz Roofing? How about the fact that if you need to fix a hole in your roof or you're looking to put a new roof on your casa, There are plenty of people out there that are going to say they're going to do a good job, and they're actually sketchy roofers, deposit thieves, storm chasers, trying to get your money up front. Then they're going to skip town, they're going to do crappy work, and you're never going to be heard from again, and you're going to have a tough time getting the job done correctly. You're not going to have that problem with Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, FITZRoofing.com. Go and check out the website, or better yet, give them a call, 832-521-3001. You get a free, no-obligation inspection. They come to you, they check out your roof, they tell you what they can do, and then they wait to hear from you. And if you want them to do the work, they'll be back before, during, and after with customer service, great quality products. They start with CertainTeed shingles, which are absolutely the best. And by the way, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet that criteria and get that elite status. They got it. You want it. You need it. They're there for you. Quite simply, their base warranties are longer and better than the average roofer can offer you, and they continue to go above and beyond. They have a nonprofit called Fitz for Families, just to prove you how dedicated they are to Houston. They give 10% of their profits back to the nonprofit so they can help families in the Houston area that need roofing repairs and can't afford to pay for them. It's just the way they do business. They got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. They're the only place you should call when you need something done with your roof. It's Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
I hear that. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Before we get to more of the show, do want to remind you, with the holidays coming up quickly, it's not too late to get some new furniture at Gallery Furniture. If you got people coming over for Christmas and you want to entertain them in style, you can get brand new furniture. You buy today, you get it tonight. That's right. They do exactly what they say they're going to do in the commercial. You buy within 3 to 4 hours, it's at your front door. There's no back order slips. If you see it on the showroom floor, it's going to be available and it's going to be delivered that same day. That's the way they do business. And it's solid wood American made furniture that's going to last. And it's from brands like Stickley, do leather and upholstered furniture for every room in the house, including the living room, dining room, and of course the man cave, to bedroom furniture like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns and Foster. They take care of you. And when you buy from Gallery Furniture, you don't get the furniture with instructions and a little toolkit. You get it delivered to your door with extra customer service because they want you to come to Gallery Furniture every time you need anything for any room in your house. Check them out at one of the three locations, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria, and of course, I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker both ways. The most important thing, Max says, is exactly what they're going to do, whether it be the holidays or otherwise. Gallery really will save you money.
Well done. Did you hear, so we talked earlier, I did the news and notes, and we talked about Aaron Rodgers, and he was thinking about playing. Well, he came out and said, I'm absolutely going to play. It's about leadership. How can I stand here and say these games don't matter? That's not the way I lead. I'm super competitive. So he says he's going to play.
I hope he throws about six picks now that the streak's over. Because like I told you, if you're not in, then you're out. Just keep losing.
Well, that's a poor attitude. And then you're going to be like, the game sucked.
It already has sucked. I'm done with that now. I hope the rest of them suck.
Okay.
Aaron Jones isn't playing. So, you know what? Just don't get hurt.
Oh, well, there's that.
Otherwise, I want to see. This is the first time you'll ever hear me say this. I would love to see DeShone Kizer at some point because I don't want him hurt.
Never say that. By the way, speaking of don't get hurt, the Panthers have decided to shut down Cam Newton. He will not play in the final two games of the year. They are going to keep him on the 53-man roster because they said, Ron Rivera said, crazy enough, things can happen. So
talk,
we'll see
about
from there.
A big collapse.
But they are shutting down Cam.
They had the potential to lose 8 straight.
Yeah, that
they
could
were
be ugly.
In the thick of it, and they could lose 8 straight, and you're telling me Ron Rivera is safe?
I think so still, yeah, I do.
I think he should be for his track record over time, but just like we learned when you missed 27 three-pointers in Game 7, it's what have you done for me lately, and people are going to remember how many games in a row you lost.
That's true.
We'll see how it plays out.
Okay. You want to get Tyler's call? He wants to talk about Vegas weddings.
Sure.
Tyler, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? Joe Barry, Nick, thank you for having me on. It's been an awesome show today.
Thanks, man.
Barry, you're one of the greatest. That Brandon dude swung and missed, man. Brandon, I'm sorry. don't come at Barry like that.
Thank you.
But I heard y'all mention the Little Whitechapel. My wife and I got married there about 5 years ago. One of the best decisions we ever made.
Yes.
We saved a bunch of money. We flew Spirit Air. So, it was like less than 100 per. We had to pay to sit together. I had to bring a bag of quarters to the lavatory. It was lit. It was just a great experience. We came back to Houston, and all the money we saved, we put down on the house. And, you know, it's. I would encourage any listener to think about doing that.
Dude, did y'all go through the drive-thru, or did you go inside and get married?
We went inside. We did like a little ceremony. We wrote our own vows and did like they videotaped it and did like a live stream. We invited a couple people.
I ain't got deep pockets like you, Tyler. We just buzzed through the drive-thru and kept it moving.
Deep pockets, so you get a happy meal and you get to supersize it?
I didn't get to go in the building like deep pockets Tyler over here. So
yeah, man. No, we had all 200 square feet rented out, man. After the guy announced he's married, I high-fived him and tipped him $5.
There you go.
Was Elvis the priest or the musical entertainment when you go inside?
Both.
Yeah.
It's the same guy.
Yeah,
it's the same
exactly.
guy. All right.
Appreciate the call, Tyler, as always, man. Somebody texted the show and said, tell Brandon, a.k.a. Stephen A. Smith, Rasmus is retired. How are you going to take shots at me, Brandon, and then your dumbass try to ask about Colby Rasmus?
Chandler Parsons. All right, Brandon. And with that, Forbes comes out, wealthiest celebrity list.
Okay.
Michael Jordan, highest sports.
Still. Damn.
Number
four. Stop buying his shoes.
On the annual list of America's wealthiest celebrities. Net worth estimated at $1.7 billion.
I would have never guessed that. I would have said a couple hundred million. I would have been like, oh, $400 million, $500 million.
And I think about
Damn.
That.
Damn.
But think about that.
That's a lot of money.
He's got 90% ownership stake in the Hornets.
Right.
And Brand Jordan.
Is it 90?
Yeah. And Brand Jordan, we just talked about trying to get the Concords. The Jordan brand, killing it.
Right. By the way, I got it real quick. I'm sorry. Shout out to 504 Boy in H-Town because he sent me a link to try to get the – because there was a drop, and of course I missed it. I was getting a haircut. But I appreciate the sentiment on trying to give me those Concords.
Yeah, Nick doesn't have them, and I don't have them. But thanks for giving it to you. And I'm sure you would have thought of both of us if you got through.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I tried it first, and then I would have sent it to you. I wasn't just going to send.
Don't get me cussing.
Get
it's the
me.
Last segment of the show. Tiger Woods number 9 in a tie.
Oh wow!
Net worth $800 million. So
must be nice.
MJ doubles up Tiger.
I can't even wrap my head around $800 million. I really can't. Could you imagine where you're like, oh man, I gotta sit down and pay bills today, and you just pull up Chase online banking and you just see $800 million in your account? I just can't even wrap my head around. And I get it. Don't send me your dumbass texts and tweets. It's not all in cash. I know, but the point is that's so much money to wrap my head around.
So Woods,
it's crazy.
Woods' net worth rose from $750 million in 2017. He made $5 million in earnings on the PGA Tour in 2018. Forbes estimated sponsorships are his main source of revenue with additional income from course design fees. They were the only two sports figures on the list. Number one, George Lucas.
Oh, really?
$5.4 billion. Number two...
Damn.
Steven Spielberg at $3.7 billion. And number three?
Oprah.
Yep. $2.8 billion. And number five is going to drive you crazy, Barry. It's a tie. The other person, Jay-Z, $900 million. The tie?
Beyonce.
Mm-mm. Think less talent.
Cardi B.
No, but you got the first part right.
What?
She's related to the Kardashians.
Oh, no.
That is such a terrible clue, Joel.
Kylie Jenner, $900 million. For what? A makeup line?
I'm just curious how Cardi
is going to remind you of Kardashian.
The first part of it, right. Cardi, like Kardashian. You knew where you weren't going to get it anyway. That was the whole point.
Oh, is that what it was?
I love Nikos.
Why don't you go back in the balcony at the Muppet Show, grumpy man?
It was a horrible clue, though.
I don't care.
I was like, I would have never, you could have given me 50 tries with that one clue, and I would have never got
this
Kardashian.
One's over with. So those were 5 and 6 in a tie.
Damn.
Kylie Jenner Kardashian and Jay-Z at 900 mil. Thank God she's the only family member on the list in the top 10. 7, that's kind of surprising. David Copperfield,
the magician.
875 million. How's he still making money? Is he still in Vegas?
He's in Vegas all the time.
He still is?
All the time at the MGM
Grand. And he's cleaning up like lot
all the time.
I think magicians get a lot of ass too.
I would imagine.
Oh, I think that Chris, what's his name, is getting mowing through.
I should have been a magician. Man, you make the Forbes list. You get all kind of ass.
Nick and I are making
radio
every day.
You could add it to the list of professions, the thousands of professions you've already been a part of.
Oh, you almost had to dump yourself, didn't you? You almost said that for it, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did.
7, Copperfield, 875 million. 8, Diddy, 800.
Damn, hold on. David Copperfield is worth more than P. Diddy?
50 million more
I
than Diddy.
I should have been a magician.
825 million for appear. Diddy.
Bing, bing, bing.
Tiger, 800 million. And James Patterson, 800 million.
Who?
Wrap up the top 10. No idea.
Who the hell is James Patterson?
James
Patterson. Does it not say who it is?
Does not. Is the only one that they did not list.
That would be me as a magician. James Patterson.
Is he another movie producer?
American author and philanthropist.
Okay.
Among his works are the Alex Cross.
You didn't listen to that. You didn't have that audiobook of James Patterson?
No. I should. But there's, you know what, though? You've got Spielberg. You've got. So all these dudes are guys that took what they did, their franchises, and turned them into to movie studios. If you think about that, you got LucasArts and LucasFilms, and not all that started from Star Wars, and Spielberg doing his thing. So,
someone texted in, stretch before you reach. Joel will kiss before you wipe. My ass, whoever that was. How about that?
Man!
I just thought, if you can do it, I'll do it too.
Just shooting shots going off the air.
There you go. There is a salty Wayback Wednesday for you.
Clarence... I'm blocking Clarence. Did you see this tweet?
Nope. No.
Barry, if you want to be a magician, make long questions disappear. I hate you, Clarence.
Clarence?
That was good, though.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
No.
We'll talk to you guys as well. So we've taken you up till 4. Blitz will take you home till 7 o'clock. Doesn't get better than that. And it'll be right here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.